Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This should be an interesting one today, people. I think you probably know where we're going to start here, but I have calmed down. I think I'm going to start with that. I was not in a great place when I heard about the Roethlisberger thing last night from Aditi, who's going to join us at 5. And I had two options. I could either tweet about it or drink.
Why not do both?
I had to go on TV with Pompiani.
I would say why not do both, but that's a pretty good excuse. I watched you with Pomp. I thought you really really represented the show well. I had you on the big screen in the basement. The dogs were sitting there watching.
Well,
it was very nice.
I represented two-thirds of the show well. I represented my opinion, which is very close to yours, on Ben. And then you have the Craig Riley opinion, which sounds a lot like this.
Very accurate. This was the Riley household last night.
Oh, God.
Had the kids high-fiving.
Oh, no.
Ben's back, baby!
Lord, take me now!
My daughter's upset. Juju's probably gone, but I told her Ben's back, and we high-fived all night.
Yeah. All right. Okay, I'm done with that. There you go. I gave you your minute.
That felt good.
Yeah, that's about 1 minute, not even. That's about as long as the Steelers would be competitive this coming season.
I do, though, want to have a serious conversation about this and not just like, I don't want to. Okay, so this is how I often work. When I feel like crap about something, I'm just going to try to make other people that are feeling pretty good about things feel like crap, too. I want you
very healthy
in the pig
very
pen.
Very healthy.
I want you in the pig pen with me. I want you to also be in the manure and slop with me.
And I wish, by the way, that I had a different opinion on this, because I feel like you're trying to drag people into the pig pen, but as you're dragging them, you see your old pal Mulsey covered in mud go in the water. Come on in. It's fine.
Here is what I would say to the Craigs of the world who took Tolner's statement to Aditi last night, Ben's agent, and are taking what Art Rooney said today and are, I guess, brainwashed into thinking that Ben can still be a great quarterback and that the Steelers can still compete for championships. I would say right now, hold off on purchasing the Cristal and the champagne and everything else and, you know, going to the dry cleaners and having your Ben Roethlisberger jersey laundered for next year. When you take the Tolner statement, I don't see anything in there about Ben making some kind of sacrifice, like him making a sacrifice to make the Steelers a better team. So what I mean is, when I read something like, we are happy to creatively adjust his contract to help build the best team possible, but then I see 12 wins and 8th division title of his career in 2021. and he still has plenty of gas in the tank. I don't read those comments and think pay cut. If anything, I feel like he might get a raise out of this. And there might be, you know, I could always end up being wrong about this. But even what Cabali tweeted, when people see the contract extension, you think they're pissed now? Wait until they see this extension. I'm not sure, based on what is out there yet, what we know right now, I'm not convinced that Ben is just going to take the 1 year and spread out the $19 million and, yep, that's how much I'm getting paid. However you guys need to make it work with the salary cap, go ahead and do that. I still see a guy, through his agent, who might be angling for more years and more money.
Anybody and they'll give it to him. He's right to do that. No, you're right. I mean, I didn't want to acknowledge. I saw Cabali's tweet, and I was hoping against hope that in Toner's statement, until Art Rooney came out and said what he said today, I noticed that it was Toner almost putting pressure. Like, it wasn't, you know, hey, he's definitely coming back. It was they want him back. And I kept holding out hope that maybe talks would break down and crumble and it would be a spectacular, ugly fireball. But it won't be. No, I'm with you, though. I think he wants more years, more money. And he can hold them hostage for it because they've proven that they'll cave.
Until I hear Roethlisberger tell someone that 2021 will be my last season, I still think there's a chance that this is not just a one-and-done deal for Ben, that he's not just putting all his eggs in one basket and doesn't really want to take a massive pay cut, take money out of his own pocket to try to make the team better. And that last point, I will not... I will be consistent on this. I will not, like, harangue Ben and kill him. You know, Brady takes pay cuts, but he's, like, the only quarterback to really do that. You know, Breeze has taken probably less money than what he's worth, but he never took a pay cut where he was supposed to make $25 million and said, you know what, only give me $15 million. So I'm not going to crucify Ben for, you know, maybe not putting his, you know, walking the walk after talking the talk. I'm not going to do that. But I would just tell people that are very gung-ho on Ben coming back, wait until we know the details of the contract before you really start doing backflips and cartwheels and all that stuff. Because the Steelers might be acquiescing to him and not the other way around. That's all.
I think they absolutely are. They're acquiescing to him by even bringing him back. They're pushing all their chips to the center of the table again with like 2-7 offsuit, hoping to catch a straight, and they won't. You know, I got all these jabronis in the mentions loving this. Chris, I wait for what? For what? For 10 wins so you can say, see, they went 10-6 or 10-7, and they got, you know, somebody kicked their teeth in the wild card round.
That's actually a good question, Craig. What would be the season the Steelers would need to have this year for, as someone that wants Ben back, for you to feel like, see, I was right, it was worth it to have Roethlisberger back for one more go round? What would be the season that would constitute that? Just, I'm curious.
A playoff berth and a playoff win, minimum.
Great. That's really high standards, loser.
What have the standards been around here? When's the last playoff win?
I thought this was the City of Champions. Why come back with it? Why bring the gang back together as closely as you can?
Because if you win one playoff game, you are theoretically in the Super Bowl conversation. Are you not? How many teams get to that point and you say, no, they don't have a chance?
If you get to the playoffs without even having played a game, you're in that conversation. So technically the Steelers were, and then they fell down 28-0 to little brother.
No, just getting in, you're not in the conversation. Nobody said Washington was a Super Bowl contender this year. That's not true.
Well, but did you?
I think Tampa Bay entered their first game of the second game of the playoffs. I guess technically that's your point as an underdog, though. I mean, teams have gone. So wait, the Steelers in 05, Craig, who just got in as the sixth seed, they weren't really a serious contender?
No, I'm saying some teams can do that, but there are certainly teams that get in, and you say to yourself, they have no chance.
So why on earth are the Steelers, with this group that they'll be bringing back next year, ravaged by a much lower-than-expected cap with an aging quarterback who hasn't even gotten to a game that matters, the Super Bowl, that matters in this town since he was in his age 28 season, who hasn't won it since he was in his age 26 season? Why at 39 is this suddenly going to change with a depleted roster around him? Explain that one to me.
You are of the belief and have been for a long time that Ben doesn't put in the work in the offseason, right?
It's not like a belief or not belief. He doesn't.
Okay. I'm of the belief that Ben Roethlisberger will want nothing more than to give people like you a giant middle finger on the way out the door.
But I think
he'll
put
in the work.
I think he did that between 2019 and 2020. His body, the proof was in the pudding. He looked much better and I think played much better at the start of the year and still broke down.
I think there's going to be a different level of motivation. I think last year was about, well, so can what? My elbow
if
still function?
Who cares if he's motivated?
I think that makes a difference. I think we've heard enough people say he can still make the throws that I'm putting
when
my
When was the last
the
year he had a 100-plus passer rating, Craig?
How many times has he in his whole career? Yet he won Super Bowls, right?
Yeah, he won Super Bowl. He won his last Super Bowl, and he sucked that season. But where's the team around him that's riding to the rescue? He's been a league-average quarterback at best for really the last 3 or 4 years. That's a fact. You can go look at the numbers. Go look at league average passer rating. Then go look at where he falls in that basket.
I just want to know truth. For people like Craig, are there limits to how far your love for having Roethlisberger back goes? If he doesn't take a pay cut at all, and if extra years get added to the deal that could affect future salary caps or could prolong Roethlisberger being on the Steelers beyond next year, at that point, would you be more critical of what the Steelers are doing and what he's doing?
There are levels to this where I would get critical of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like what would be, well, if he doesn't take a penny less.
I'll have a problem with that.
Really?
Yeah.
Because when I read the agent say, we're happy to creatively adjust the contract, that does not read like a guy that is representing a quarterback who is ready to take a pay cut.
But
I do not.
Wasn't Ben's original quote too, my pay doesn't matter this year, which hedged on the idea that it doesn't matter, period?
I think there's still a negotiation that's going to happen. And I just don't know, like, will they probably come up with some compromise? Sure, they likely will.
God,
I've
never wanted talks to break down and fail so badly in my entire life.
I think at this point, If the conversations were to break down because of money, you know, Rooney would look bad. I think he does not put out a statement on company letterhead with the Steelers logo on it that says, we want Ben back, we can win another we want to surround him with a team that can win a championship. I don't think he does that without feeling almost assured that Ben is going to be on the team. I just wonder, you know, how far is Roethlisberger... You know, when the agent says, look at all we accomplished this year when we didn't even know if he could play and he is going to come back better than ever next season. I just think he's
not.
Well, I know, but I'm just thinking that he could be posturing for more money and more years. That's all.
Tell him to take a hike.
They won't do that, though, Chris. That's what I'm...
I know, because they're cowardly when it comes to him. If they really had any gumption, we wouldn't be at this juncture anyway. But if he really wanted more money, more years, you know what they would go tell him? If they had any guts, good luck finding another starting job out there. Happy trails. But they won't. Because they're just as deluded as he is and his people are. They really think that they can bring him back and contend, seriously. I mean, it's just a joke. It's an embarrassment. I've always wanted to know in my adult lifetime what it's like to root for the Detroit Lions or the Cleveland Browns, and now I feel like I'm rooting for a team that's a rudderless ship. They don't have a plan. The plan is to just run it back and hope that...
Craig's trying to drown you out right now. He's at the controls.
They don't have a plan. People think, the Steeler way, the Steeler way. The Steelers always do it right. They don't know what they're doing. They're in a dark room trying to navigate without tripping and falling over their faces.
What's that? Say that again. I missed that last point. What did you say? I'm serious.
I said they're in a dark room.
It's a celebration. I just turned his mic off. Oh, no. This show.
Oh, it looks like we got Chris back. I'm not sure what happened there. It's a
celebration. Craig accidentally turned your microphone off during whatever
accidentally,
point.
Accidentally, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, this just sucks, man. They should be moving on. They should find out what Rudolph's all about, find out what Tomlin's all about when Roethlisberger's not on the roster by design, and start moving forward. And instead, it's just like, no, no, no. It's like if you had a car, by the way, that was really broken down and you could spend
he
$5,000
He doesn't think
to
it's
it,
broken
but
down.
You could just buy
Tolner said there's plenty of gas in the tank. That's not even a quarter tank. He's making it sound like he's got at least a half a tank.
What's
not
Ryan
even,
Tolner's job again?
You're
What's
not
his
even
job?
Thinking about He's not even thinking about having Roethlisberger pull off the road, pull off and take the exit or take the rest stop for gas. He's not even looking at it that way. You could read into this and think that the agent believes that the quarterback has multiple years left. And that scares me. Because is that something
sure
that's actually going to be applied
what,
in the negotiation?
I wonder what his cut is. I wonder what his cut of it is. I mean, if I were Ryan Tolner, I'd probably say that too. And if they asked, I'd tell him Ben could walk on water. Just give him a chance. I think that was actually Chad Hermanson's bit, but.
All right.
It's just, it's so frustrating and so infuriating.
Do you
it's
think,
just such a stupid maneuver all the way
around. Do
you
think that someone will be able to talk you into or at least allow for you to see some positive in Roethlisberger coming back? Do you think that there is
no.
a chance? No, you're saying you're already giving up. Your defeatist attitude
they started
at 216.
They started 11-0. They started 11-0 last year, and look what happened. How could anybody?
Well, they according to the agent, they won their eighth division title of Ben's career. That's what ended up happening. That's what.
Cool.
I mean, that. Let me just for 1 second, Ryan Tolner. All due respect, good guy, everything else. You're the Steelers. You're gonna now in a statement. We're gonna now cherish division friggin' titles. Are you kidding me? Division titles. What are we now? The Colts that hung that banner that said AFC finalist 2016 or whatever it was?
It would be like Duke basketball
division
celebrating.
Titles?
It would be Duke basketball celebrating
right.
a TBI
you think
title.
You think the Patriots? What was that guy? Don Yee? Brady's agent? You think when they went out against the Dolphins, Don Yee said, or when they went out to the Titans said, well, we still won the AFC East this year. Come on. Like, that to me is come up with something better than we won a division. You did. I'll tell you what happened. The other two teams in the division played a week after you. That's not winning the division, in my opinion. Who cares in 2005 that the Bengals won the division?
Hold
you
on.
Beat them in the playoffs. That's all that counts.
You won the division, and then what happened to you? What did little brother come into your house
I
and
know.
Do to you?
The fire.
Pantsed you.
That irks me. Let's not now. All of a sudden, hold up division titles like it's something that the Steelers define
so what,
themselves
if, so
by.
So if they
come on.
Say they go, say the AFC North is a meat grinder this year, and they like go, let's just say 9-7. Say it's a 16 game schedule, and they win some sort of insane 3-way tiebreaker at 9-7. Okay, to win the division, is Tolner going to come back and say, "Hey, we won the 9th division title"?
They
here.
Weren't the last team standing in the AFC North. That's what matters more to me. The Ravens and the Browns won playoff games, and you didn't. Unfortunately, I don't care that you swept Baltimore
the
in the regular season.
The Cleveland Browns, despite it, you know, by hook or crook, were one good offensive possession from beating Patrick Mahomes and going to the AFC Championship.
Chad
game.
Henne, but yeah, I get your point.
You know what I mean? Yeah. They were closer. To having a real honest-to-God shot at the thing than you have been in ages.
All right, let's
but
you
get... won that division. That's really nice. Hey,
I want to see...
Thanks, Ryan. That's a cool thing to remind me of.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.